Have you subscribed to the OTB Football Podcast?
Harry Maguire versus Johnny Evans.
Oh, Johnny Evans.
Harry Maguire versus Steve Bruce.
Steve Bruce.
Harry Maguire versus Wes Brown.
Wes Brown all day.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
Let's pay further tribute now to the former Australian cricketer Shane Warne. Like most sports fans, I was stunned yesterday to hear that Shane had passed away at the age of 52 of a heart attack while on holiday in Thailand. Shane Warne made cricket attractive. He was a sports rock star. He was on off. He transcended the sport. 708 test wickets for Australia. Over 1,000 when you add in the one-day game. He won the World Cup for them in 1999. He helped Australia become the best test side in the world. And joining us on the line now to speak about Shane and pay tribute to him is the former Ireland, England and Middlesex batsman and the current Ireland's women's head coach, Ed Joyce. Ed, good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So the family of Shane Warne had been offered a state funeral in Australia, no surprise there. A stand will be named after him as well at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. He was from Melbourne. Hard to believe that Shane Warne has gone.
Yeah, it is. I think anyone in cricket, but in sport, is in shock. I think your intro there was spot on. You know, it's hard to add much to that, but... you know, Rod Marsh, who was a very famous Australian cricketer, has also passed away in the last few days as well. So that was a big shock. And then, you know, my brother sent me a message saying Shane Warne has passed away. And I thought he'd actually just got his names wrong. So it was a massive shock. You're right. He did transcend the sport. He was an absolute rock star, you know, in a sport that doesn't have many rock stars. He made leg spin very cool, and leg spin at that stage was sort of an art that had disappeared almost from the game, and he came in and just changed that within a series, really, and made a generation of kids want to play cricket and then also want to bowl leg spin. So it's shocking, such a young man, such a huge name, and yeah, really tough news to take.
Geniuses arrive at Ali against Liston or Pele, a 17-year-old at a World Cup. First ball of the Ashes to Mike Gatting in 1993, Shane Warne marks himself out as a genius. That's how these people do it.
Yeah, exactly that. I saw a great video of Phil Tufnell, who was playing in that game, and he had already bowled in the game. And Tuffers was a finger spinner, so he wasn't a leg spinner like Warne, and he had already bowled. And he hadn't got much turn on the pitch, and he anticipated watching this sort of blonde beach bum, as they sort of thought he was, coming on to bowl. They hadn't seen him before, and then he goes and does that first ball and rips the thing past Mike Gatting, who had a sort of a bemused look on his face after he was out. And he said he just announced himself, and I think the Aussies, you can see the sort of rest of the fielding team, the Aussie fielding team, sort of were in shock as well, really, with the way they celebrated. But you're right, he just announced himself on the stage then and never looked back. And sort of an unlikely looking hero and unlikely looking genius, but just so good, and had that aura about him all the way through. You know, the few times I managed to play against him in county cricket, he still had that. You know, he still had that sort of ability to make you feel, you know, small, you know, not good enough. And he also had an amazing sort of galvanizing effect on his teammates as well. Anyone from Hampshire who he played with always said they felt 10 foot tall when he was on the team and when he was there as captain, and I'm sure the Aussies all felt the same way. So he was like two or three players for them. So a massive advantage for their team, and you know, as I said, a huge loss.
What was he like to play against in terms of facing a spin?
Tricky. So I never faced him in an international, but instead played him a fair bit in county cricket in sort of around 2006 to 2008. That's when he sort of was around playing for Hampshire, and he just had an ability to see a batter and know what he wanted to do to try and get you out. It was never about containing. It was about how am I going to get this guy out the way he plays. And he was just an unbelievable ability to figure that out pretty quickly, but then also to be able to deliver the skill that to actually do it, because bowling wrist spin, bowling leg spin is an incredibly difficult thing to do. very strong shoulders, very strong forearms he had, you know, but as I said, to be able to then figure out a batter and then actually do what he needed to do to that batter and get them out was was pretty uncanny. He got me out twice in the first game I played against him. But as I said, you know, at that stage, I was an established player, but you're still looking at this guy. He's a superstar and you're almost on the same field as him is an achievement, you know. So you're, yeah, he was a rock star and a brilliant bowler. And as I said, anyone who's played against him would say, you know, he's probably the best bowler they've ever faced. And probably if they played with him, the best cricketer they ever played with.
And he kept on getting Australia out of trouble. So you'd know, well, if you bring Shane Warne on into the attack, you can't get these bowlers that are, they're established in their innings out, and then he would turn the tide of a test match or one day.
He would, yeah. I mean, I was 12th man during that Ashes in 2006, 6-7 in Adelaide, and when he pretty much single-handedly won Australia the game against England, I think it was the second test match in that Ashes, and you know, England had got a big score. This might be the other way around, but England batting third in the test, and the game is sort of was looking like petering out into a draw, and he just decided on the fifth day it was going to be his day. And I think I can't remember how many wickets he got, 5, 6, or 7, but it was him getting all the big names out, you know, as the KP and all those lads. So just turned the game there. I remember the 1999 World Cup, I'm pretty sure it was, against South Africa,
yeah,
where it, you know, South Africa, Australia really didn't get a score that should have challenged that South African, very strong South African team. South Africa got a great start, but then he just came on and he just, as I said, he had that ability to figure out what to do and have the aura about him and just get the best players in the opposition out, you know. So it's the same in any sport, you know, some of those special players, those geniuses can change the game, and he had that ability to do that. And there are countless other examples there. There's the two that sort of pop into my head, and obviously one I saw sort of almost, you know, from the best seat in the house as well. So as I said, just a genius and ability to turn a game, which was very unusual.
And a character as well, Ed, a larrikin, as they call them in Australia, a bit of a rogue. And that's why he was so loved.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, a colourful character is a good way to describe it, you know. So someone who definitely, I think it's fair to say, burnt the candle at both ends. You know, he loved a beer and loved a night out. And, you know, I saw an interview again today. I've seen so many interviews about him, you know, on Twitter and things like that. But just, I think he'd admit himself, he'd rather have made different decisions at different points in his life. But they did add up to the aura and the person that he was, you know. And that's why he was so, you know, sort of an everyman. Everyone, you know, sort of could identify with him and wanted to be him and wanted to look like him or wanted to be with him, you know. So just one of those people. It's a brilliant cricketer, but as you said, transcended the sport and sort of superstar everywhere else. So you found it probably hard to go into a pub or to walk down the road without being mobbed. And obviously, you know, a worldwide figure as well. So, but he did end up in the newspapers for some of the wrong reasons. But, you know, so that added to the sort of the man that he was.
And just to finish, Ed, as we pay tribute to Shane Warne, he was an excellent broadcaster after he finished playing cricket. And I think as well, his strong legacy is that he, as you said, made spin bowling cool, but also he inspired so many young people to take up the game.
Yeah, he certainly did. I mean, we talked about him being a bit of a larrikin there, a bit of being, you know, sort of an everyman, but he also was one of the, again, I saw Mike Atherton talking about him there and his knowledge of the game and his intelligence, cricket intelligence, was second to none. You know, the reason he could read a batter and know what they were going to do was because he understood the game so well. And I think that came across well in his broadcasting. He was opinionated, but you know, his opinions were based on what he saw in front of him, you know. So he wasn't trying to be controversial for controversial sake, but he just got things right more often than not because of his cricket intelligence. And as I said, as a broadcaster, that's gold for you, you know. So I think the biggest legacy for me is, as you just said there, is the fact that he was a superstar in a game that didn't have many superstars at that point. He brought a skill back into the game that hadn't been there for a while. And now you see leg spinners in every team. Everyone wants at least one. You probably need a couple now in lots of formats of the game. And he was a good person, you know, he was a good person. And said anyone who played with him would attest to the fact that he made them feel better. He made them play better. And they all felt he was their mate, you know. So a massive loss to cricket and a massive shock for sport.
Yeah, well said, Ed, and may Shane Warne rest in peace, and our condolences are with his family and his his friends as well. And thanks so much for speaking to Off the Ball Saturday here on News Talk, Ed Joyce.
Thanks for having me.